Hey everyone, good evening. This is Jack, and you're listening to the Late Night Rocky Mountain Oyster Delights on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight I have a nice little mellow set for y'all, with lots of electronic music, lots of just interesting left field stuff I've been listening to lately, or that I've been listening to for a long time. One of those in the latter camp is this first track I'm transmitting tonight by Tim Hecker. It's the third or fourth track off of one of my favorite albums of all time, Radio Amor, which I believe Tim Hecker released in maybe 04, maybe 03, 02, I don't know, early 2000s on the Mille Plateaux label, which for those unfamiliar was a really important label in electronic music in the early 2000s and late 90s. They released a lot of great glitch records, many of which I love, but none which I love more than Radio Amor by Tim Hecker. It's just hot, warm night music to me, and I've got some of that tonight. I've got, just some dreamy stuff. I don't know, I hope y'all enjoy. Again, this is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Late Night Delights. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you're listening, I appreciate it. And I'll be around for the next hour. Oh yeah, I also wanted to introduce my next track, which is titled Enchancity by The Blisks from their new-ish record Elixir, which is kind of making waves in like the boomcat world of things, if that means anything to y'all. I don't know, I've been liking it lately, some nice little down-tempo stuff. Again, this was I'm Transmitting Tonight by Tim Hecker, and after this is Enchancity by The Blisks.
tell me something nice. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, alright.
Honestly speaking, I don't think she's psychedelic.
And you shall make of these an incense, a compound, according to the art.
Talk about these last couple songs. Again, the second song I played tonight was Enchanticity by the Blisks. I think that's just a really sweet song and pop goodness in a way. Then after that was Blue Rose by Sutty, which is from a compilation of sort of unknown independent Japanese left field music that sounds like it was recorded a good while ago. I really love that tune. I think it's just very like, it's very warm, very very magical in a way, like that a lot of music I don't think is. Then after that was Blush Study by Lucy Railton featuring Petter Eld, from her record Corner Dancer, which I just heard for the first time last night. It came out last year, but it's a really, really very excellent album. I don't know, very minimal, very beautiful. That song that I played is by far the least minimal on it. A lot of it is just freaky and beautiful. That last track, if you couldn't tell by the voice, it was Dean Blunt, Chucking It, his new single, which features Nova Varnrabel, a Danish singer. I just like it. It's Dean Blunt, 2020's standard fare, but I can't say much bad about that. And then now, right now, I have Art 21 by Sporting Life from a new record that Sporting Life released, titled Art 21. I haven't heard the whole record, but Sporting Life, for those who don't know, is somewhat legendary. He produced for Rat King, which is sort of like they were a one-and-done New York rap group featuring Wiki and another guy, Hack. That in that record, So It Goes, their one full-length album, is just absolutely incredible. It's a wintertime classic for me, really. But yeah, Sporting Life has also worked with Dean Blunt, Baby Father, actress, you name it, really all kinds of left field musicians. And now we have from the new LA Timpa record, Time of Marker, Kind to Worst Ways. It's a quick song, so it'll be over before too long.
Yeah.
On the mic for a minute, talk about, I don't know, but before that, there does come a time in every great radio show where one must read a PSA, and I'm going to do that now about rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? That's a message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Those last couple tracks, again, we had Kind to Worst Ways from the new LA Timpa record. A very brief release, it was maybe 20 minutes long max. And I'm still waiting for LA Timpa to release, I think, a classic, or like an amazing, amazing record that just blows me away. I enjoy what he does, and I've heard a lot of really cool songs from him, but I feel like he should be making a splash with like a real amazing album before long. So I always keep my eye out on his new releases, and I do like that song quite a bit. I like what he does. And then after that, of course, some Romeo Poirier. That track was Neos Cosmos from his record Living Room. Romeo Poirier is a French, maybe either Belgian-based French artist or a French-based Belgian artist who just simply makes some of the best ambient music I've heard in the 2020s. I really, really love the way that he paints soundscapes. There's something very soothing and warm about it that I think is really nice. I don't know. And that record, as well as his others, I believe, were released on Fétiche, which is the label run by Jan Jelinek, who is, in his own right, an ambient, minimal, electronic legend. known for maybe albums like Loop Finding Jazz Records, or some of his work under the name Farben, which is very near and dear to me, I would say. Some of my very favorite electronic songs of all time, and favorite any genre songs of all time, come from Jan Jelinek, but I'm not playing any tonight, so I don't know why I'm talking about him. And then that last track was Shy Song by Still Houseplants from their 2020 record Fast Edit. Still Houseplants are one of the big, like, up-and-comer bands right now. It feels like if you're cloistered in a weird left-field boomcat.com world like I am. But I really love that record, Fast Edit. It's been one of my favorites all year, really. And then they've also got a new record that is one of the best releases of the year. Really incredible. And I've talked about it so much on the air because I love it very much. But I don't know, I just think they're one of the most exciting bands out right now. And I'm excited to see where they go from here. Hopefully only up. While listening to that track, Shy Song, I was very much struck by the drums. I think that the drumming in Still Houseplants is amazing. And I've talked over almost all of it. This has been Legios, or Legos, by Actress. I'm not sure how to pronounce that right. This was from a record that he did with the London Contemporary Orchestra by the same name. And it's pretty good, but I've talked over it all, so maybe if you really feel like it, you want to hear some minimal classical electronic crossover stuff, maybe you can put that on later. I don't know. I won't tell you what to do. And then after this is a song I love very much that also came out this year from her record Great Doubt, Say You Love Me by Astrid Sun. I've definitely played this on there at some point before, but again, amazing song. Love it very much. Hopefully you enjoy it too. Thank you. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that one. I don't know. I just really like that song. And listening to it in here at night with the loudspeakers and the nice bass is very nice. And I just wanted to introduce my next track. This is Stegoli Style by Billy Boyo, which is just the dub of his song Zim Zim. I don't know. Billy Boyo, although I guess he doesn't really... I'm playing the instrumental of his song, really. He was a child DJ, or a child MC, in the reggae world, in the early 80s, as things transitioned over to dancehall, kind of. He was about 14, I think, when he cut most of his music, which is kind of interesting. I kind of just wanted to put a little bit of dub on because I think that it's nice music for a summer night. And we'll be back to kind of odd stuff before too terribly long. But yeah, I just want to let this one play. And then after this, we have I Be the Prophet by Nearly God and Martina Topley Bird, which I believe is keyword for Tricky and Martina Topley Bird, but I honestly don't know too much about the project, so I don't know. I just think it's a nice little song. Again, this is Stegoli Style by Billy Boyo, and after this is I Be the Prophet. Keep it locked for another little while. I got some more tunes for you, but not too many. We're nearing the end of the program, but not nearing it too hard, so don't worry. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, y'all. Thank you.
to drink from my vein. My vibe's just a fucking feeling. I see the ceiling, and in the just a such a feeling. I be the prophet, prophecy me, then we cross it. I'm already on the other side. I'm already on the other side.
Oh,
on the mic for one last time before the show's conclusion. Those last few tracks. Again, we had I Be the Prophet by Nearly God, otherwise known as Tricky, otherwise known as a member of Massive Attack and a trip-hop legend, featuring Martina Topley Bird. It turns out Tricky released some specific music under the name Nearly God as a means of circumventing an agreement of his, within his label, that he could only release one Tricky album per year. He reportedly really wanted to put out this kind of collection because it was seemingly less of an album, called Nearly God by Nearly God, and he had to name it and release it as such, because of this agreement with his label. He didn't think they'd allow him to do that. I don't know. Right now, playing, we have Siebling by Betty Hammerschlag. She had a record last year titled Me and You that was one of my sleeper picks for favorite, one of my favorites of the year. It's a really bizarre, collagey pop album, I would say. I would call it pop, even though most of it is reincorporated and recontextualized samples. I think it's just very interesting and very, like, very good. Very, very good, I would say. And that last track was Babel by Marina Herlop, which I don't really know that much about that song. It was sent to me the other day by my girlfriend. And yeah, I like it a lot. I don't know. I think it's very pretty, very interesting things going on. Oh, I should also say, because it's within the time that I'm supposed to say it, this has been the Rocky Mountain Oyster Late Night Delights with Jack. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, now that I got that all out, I can say my last couple things as sirens go off outside of the radio station. I don't know what that's all about, but hopefully nothing bad. Yeah, so thank you for listening tonight. If you've been tuned in, I appreciate it. If you haven't, that's okay too. But I've had a good time playing some music tonight. I might start coming to this slot more often because I think it's nice to have a nighttime slot. But yeah, I have one final song left, a song that I've had in my head all day today and much of yesterday. And yeah, it's by, well, I don't know. I should say I want to dedicate this song to my girlfriend Allie, who I just mentioned briefly, but she knows how I feel about her, and because of that, I don't feel like I even need to say too much. But I've been thinking about this song and thinking about her, and both are very special. And the song that I will be ending my show on tonight and dedicating to Allie, who's listening from home, is Girl, You're My Dream by Pretty V. Pretty V, just one of the few artists who I think could write a song like this. Maybe I would put Arthur Russell in the same camp, but there's a certain sweetness to the songwriting and everything that I think is very rare and very special and very real to me. So yeah, thank you all for listening, and again, my final track, dedicated to my girlfriend Allie, is Girl, You're My Dream by Pretty V.